Lungisani's family says it is grateful for the love shown by Veronica and Bernard Domingo, a Zimbabwean couple living in New York. Anna says she can now keep warm this winter with food to eat.
I'm happy because I was suffering very much. Even during the night, I spent the whole night thinking because I was lonely. Especially these days, it is too cold. They help me. They show that they have so much love with others. So I want to thank them, Mr. Domingo and your wife, Miss Marvelous. May God, the Lord, bless you all.
Her 12-year-old sister, Rachel, who handles all household chores, says the donation has given her sibling hope that one day she'll be strong enough to take care of herself.
I feel happy because now my sister can have clothes. She can have things to eat, and we can wash her clothes with things that you give us, like soap, safety, and she can eat whether I'm not here. If my sister can see, she can help me to wash plates, help me to sweep in the house when I'm in school. And I need her, if she can walk, to help me, if she can do anything is needed at home.
Lungisani, a widow, went blind at the age of 29 soon after the death of her husband. She has been struggling to survive. 22-year-old Christopher Chakuchichi, who stays in the neighborhood, said people should always respond to calls of those in need.
I think this is a good initiative, as it sets a very good example in the society. And not only does it set a good example, but then it also encourages others to come forward and help this person in need. It gives the person who has been helped the peace of mind so that they won't be stressed.
Tinotenda Piri from Banket, who uses a wheelchair and teaches at Rafingora High School, says it is important for Zimbabweans and other nationals to donate to people like Anna because such help changes their lives. Piri says people with disabilities should also be seen to be donating to others in Anna's situations.
We have to understand that when something happens to somebody, they need their community, they need their fellow countrymen to do something, because you never know, one day you might also be in such a situation as this lady, and you might actually need to be helped by your fellow Zimbabweans.
Retired member of the Natural Resources Board, Victor Muunganirwa, says the Department of Social Welfare should work together with the private sector and other stakeholders to raise funds for the Social Welfare Fund. He was responding to comments by an official from the Department of Social Welfare who declined to be named that they were now concentrating on assisting people in rural areas due to shortages of funds.
In short, this means we will have failed. In a way, we were supposed to have assisted these people. The real thing is a lot of us look for assistance from the government. A lot of people will be looking forward to see the government assisting if these people are identified in their communities or areas. As it is now, as we are discussing it as a subject, this is very, very difficult, as it is being said by the government that they don't have enough to assist these people.
His views are supported by Senator Nyamayavo Mashavakure, who represents people with disabilities in Parliament, who says the number of people requiring assistance is continuing to grow.
They have developed a program called Harmonized Social Cash Transfer, which is supposed to give about, I think, $20 a month to whichever family will have been chosen or whichever family will be affected. And, of course, that amount, again, is not too much, $20. Even if you're in a rural area, a bucket of maize probably now in this drought situation could cost anything from $10 upwards. It means that if you want to go and collect that money, you need some transport and then possibly change that you can come and use to buy something for yourself, mealie meal or maize or whatever. So the amount is not much.
Veronica and Bernard Domingo told Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganya Uye, who facilitated the donation and also sourced some of the goods, that they shed tears after listening to a report which chronicled how Anna Lungisani was failing to access treatment due to lack of money and her deteriorating health. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.